Good morning, good noon, good evening, wherever time and place you're listening to us from, straight from the 909. It's Mark, Andre, myself, Isaiah, and together,
that's hip-hop.
Today we're covering a legendary Busta Bus, his third solo album, Extinction Level Event, The Final World Front, released December 15th, 1998. And this continued his apocalyptic countdown to the millennium. You could almost say that the subtext to his prior two albums was a day of reckoning.
Yeah.
Because it was all like coming to this point, and finally this third album is the actual event. Busta is a straight up big name in my book, as far as when you talk about legendary MCs or your Mount Rushmores or whatever you call it. Like, Busta is going to be one of those names that just carries so much weight for me. Early on, I wasn't on Busta that tough. You know, I always kind of saw him from afar, knew he was doing his thing. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like my favorite MC that I always popped in or was trying to listen to him constantly, but he was always around, mm-hmm. and his presence was always, you know, circling, whether it be like in freestyles that I would randomly see or catch him in, battles that he's been doing,
features
he would pop up on and kill it. He was in the legendary Leaders of the New School, so he has a history even in hip-hop, and he just goes way back. And to this day, dude is still a legend, still working with new MCs, still, you know, giving advice, still putting his magical touch to albums, and you know, still being a part and current in hip-hop.
He still has time to perfect the beat. He still got love for the streets.
Yeah. So that's my impressions of Busta. How about for you, Mark? What's your impression of Busta, and how has he influenced you, you know, hip-hop wise?
I'm pretty surprised with this coincidence that we're actually talking about Busta Rhymes, because as of last week, didn't he receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from AMAs or somewhere? It's very coincidental. Very coincidental of you guys
Touching speech too.
The Busta Rhymes in every aspect of an MC. I mean, he is the presentation of
the art itself.
Jeez Louise, he is hip hop personified. Mm. You can't go to any rapper and like ask, and what you get in reply would be something like, no one scoffs at the gentleman, no. because you are talking about hip hop legendary, like a legendary hip hop MC.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't, it's hard to best him on a feature that you brought him along with.
Yep, right.
That's true.
Because his presentation alone speaks volumes in the literal sense. I say peace to his audio engineer on all his albums, mm-hmm. because like Andre mentioned earlier, but when we were off air, it sounds like there's 50 people in the booth when he is in the booth.
It's just him.
I'll jump it down. Like, whoa, how many people are in here? His audio engineer probably has 50 levels of just like ad-libs, this, that, yeah,
only
the other.
Only ad-libs and background sounds. Like, man.
Imagine just running an album with just his ad-libs. Just
no bars at all, but you know what he's saying?
I've never seen somebody go toe-to-toe with ODB and his like
presentation,
you know, his like kind of ferocity, like, you mm-hmm. know, kind of everywhere. I mean, Busta was like right there with him.
Yeah, he almost kind of fits into that cartoony mold that Ludacris was doing. Because, you know, if you look at This Is Serious, he motifed it around The Last Dragon, but he, you know, everything is shot so cartoony. And I remember even as a little kid seeing the video, and it was something that appealed to me.
Do you guys ever see that episode of The Simpsons where Bart's trying to pull a prank on his father? So he gets the Duff beer, brings it to the paint department of the hardware store, puts it through the agitator for the paint, and got it to the point to where it's just pulsating. I bring that example there because you imagine if you had ODB Busta Rhymes, Mystical, and DMX on one song.
That single on the album is just gonna be like, as soon as you play
it, you can't even hold it.
You freaking open the Saran wrap.
I say imagine just the quarter of that, and you still again have Busta Rhymes's unique voice, unique presentation. It's wild style. It is like it is like ODB's Drunken Master style.
It's like you said, it is like that. It falls in there, and he somehow found it, I think, on the Leaders of the New School album. There was a track about time. It's funny, his fascination with time and, you know, extinction, and like, there's like some sort of fascination here.
I like how that ends up carrying over to his discography.
And that's also where he finds that speed rap. You know, he found it there a bit, and then he just like mastered it.
Yeah.
You know, and now whenever we talk about, you know, guys who can rap, who can flow fast and all that, Busta's in automatically top tier in that list. You ever talk about that subject, Busta's in the conversation.
Yeah. Breath control.
Not even in the conversation, but leader of the conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And all of his style, I think his best advantage is when it comes to live performance, because that style easily translates
to his energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's no adjusting. There's no fake
to it. Like, that's,
oh man, my voice is going to be hoarse after this because I'm doing it live. Nah, he was raised like that to do that for the live stage.
Yeah.
Very true. So I think this album is perfect. Andre recommended this album. I think it was perfect to kind of embody the essence of Busta, because this was a good 1999 was a good year for Busta Rhymes. You know, he released this album just on the verge of going into 1999. The subject is about the new millennium, you know, and everybody,
year 2000, Y2K.
At this time, everybody was like kind of panicking on what was going to be like,
Y2K, turning the clock, millennium, the willennium.
So
all of that is in the air. All of that is in the air. And you got genuine people who are panicking, trying to stock up. Just, I mean, picture COVID, you know, for any of the new kids out, you know, basically COVID.
Yeah.
Similar to that, how everybody was trying to store up on stuff. Basically, that was happening in 1999 because of the panic of Y2K and what was going
to
happen.
And the theme fits perfectly.
Yeah.
It does. And even, you know, if you listen to the intro, it almost sounds kind of reminiscent of what followed. Mm-hmm. It almost predicted... Yeah. Maybe a decade or two after what it was doing. But as a child, when I was listening to it, I was a naive little kid. I just thought it was funny. I thought the album was really funny. If you listen to the album on any streaming services, the skits are gone. And I thought I was going crazy because I couldn't find the skits. I thought it was like a Mandela effect because I couldn't find the skits. I was like, where are the skits? I know these skits by heart. And I eventually found them. They were on YouTube. Some guy, he finally posted the original with everything on it.
Like, as a saint.
Yeah. But the skits kind of drive the theme. The theme initially starts very chaotic and scary and dark, but the skits in it are very comedic. It's really funny shit, like, throughout, you know, and just showing kind of the lowbrow society that he's critiquing. But without the skits in the album, you just get a solid fucking album all the way through, up and down.
Yeah. This was one of those albums that was hard for us to choose a top three.
I didn't pick a top three. I didn't pick one.
Which doesn't typically happen.
Yeah.
And literally, even to the beginning of starting this episode, you know, Mark, I, Andre, we're trying to figure out, okay, what's the top three? Andre said, I'm just going to roll off of whatever you guys got. Because it was hard. It was hard on this one to choose a top three.
Yeah.
There were so many reasons why another one could have easily been in the top three. So it was it made it difficult to do that this time.
And I'm cheating. I have tons of nostalgia tacked to the album.
Yeah, so there's definitely nostalgia here. And we'll get into more of that too. Before we get into our top three, I want to talk about the cover a bit. Andre, I know you brought up this album cover, I think in one of our first initial episodes. You know, you've seen it, I think, at your cousin's house or wherever the stash was at.
Yeah, like, it was where the porn should have been. There was music. And, you know, he had all the CDs lined up. Not just CDs, but the actual CDs with the covers.
I like how we have a good timeline of Andre. Right. There should have been porn there. And then that route.
Right, rap music.
Found out a little later.
Right,
just rap music. Let me turn this up. Hold on. Dang,
this is rap. It was just rap music. you know, and in the rap stash, though, you know, what I came to be eventually, that's B-E, it was Busta and Eminem. These two albums, like, brought me here.
Yeah.
You would not have a rapping version of me without Busta and Eminem. Mm-hmm. It was Extinction Level Event and Slim Shady LP that were, like, next to each other. Like, in my real life, like, both albums were, like, nested next to each other. So I listened to M, lost my mind at the concept. I didn't understand rhymes and shit yet. So I just thought the album was fun. It was, like, a really funny album. Then I listened to Busta, and he had his own. It was, like, a different version of a funny album. And at that time, I just, you know, I was into comedy. So I wasn't a rapper yet. I wasn't even thinking about rap. But I was really comedic. So M and Busta, man. So it was just B and E, Busta and Eminem. And I remember both of these albums I played consistently back to back. I even had the tape, bro. You know, I had the tape in my little cassette player playing the edited version of this album because my mom bought it for me. But Christian family, we don't listen to secular music. So it was all edited. But one of my friends gave me a copy, the same tape. You know, he gave me a copy, but it was explicit. And I got to have that one. So I got a lot of fucking like connection to this album. You know, I got to hear the unedited, like the way they changed the songs and everything. So before this album, what stood out for me when I was younger was just it didn't sound like rap. It sounded like all kinds of other shit was happening. Things beyond my time, you know, but it wasn't like it's like what I got out of M was technique, right? Which was rhyming and like his rhyming technique and his style in that manner, his comedy, his storytelling. What I got with Busta was like a different person every song. And every song felt like an adventure, like something else was happening, right? And that's what kept me. And to this day, anytime you hear me rap, it's reference to Busta and M when I first started. That's all it is. Extinction Level Event got me here. So that's just what it is.
Yeah, I definitely feel like Busta, for me, like what attracts me to his style is just the raw energy.
Yeah.
Raw energy, dude.
That you can't fake.
You cannot fake this. Mm-mm. And he's a guy that can take your track to another level.
Yeah.
Another stratosphere.
And that's a cool part, because he does it all from here, and you can't you can't fake that. Especially with that kind of style.
That authentic Jamaican energy.
Exactly.
You can't change that, you know.
He what was it it's not new anymore, but there was a Chris Brown song that he bodied, and it was like,
oh yeah, yeah.
You know, that, I mean, I remember the story of that. I guess he first laid down the verse, and I think Chris Brown went to him and said, hey, you know, Busta, we need you to do your thing. Like, yeah. Busta, do Busta. And it's like, don't trip. Got you.
Look at me.
Killing it.
And then I'm
going to
go, and then I'm going to get it, and I'm going to hold it. Then I'm going to go, and then I'm going to hit it, then I'm going to go, and then I'm going to fit it, then I'm going to fold it, then I'm going to fit it.
You know, yeah, and what was so cool about that is for all those youngsters who didn't know about Busta Rhymes,
yeah.
A whole new
got
wave.
The whole new experience of who this guy is, yeah, definitely. You know, and I love that. I love that. So he is definitely one of those guys that will enhance whatever it is you put him on. Even if it's just behind the scenes, like his IQ and knowledge of how to songwrite, put things together, invaluable. Like, you know, so I know there's some cats out there who have him there, even for just that reason.
Yeah.
To have his input on a track, even the energy in the room. Busta brings a presence, I think, when he walks in the room.
Right.
You know, that's that kind of energy that you're gonna get out of Busta.
Right. Do you, technique wise, before we get the ball rolling, what stands out technique wise when it comes to Busta Rhymes? Because he's not let's be real. It's he's not a syllable ribbity ribbity. Like, he's definitely different from the last four guys we covered.
There's right? Those little like, come on. Like he can he can breathe it and then like suck you back in.
Right.
Like,
characterize know? Everything. Everything feels like Luda, right? Like just cartoony, but Luda's cartooniness feels joyous and fun. Busta Rhymes' cartooniness feels like it could claw you into pieces.
It's like a more wild version. When you listen to Chuck D from Public Enemy, presentation, vocal presentation, the rhymes are there.
Big.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes on this side is the polar opposite as far as loud presentation. The lyrics are still there too, but it's like
sloppy almost.
Wild Styles. Yeah, it's just the Tasmanian Devil kind of thing that I heard about.
I like that. Tasmanian is perfect. Yeah. And it's just like a whirlwind, right? When I listen to other MCs, I'm able to articulate and put technique and numbers to things, right? He's going to do this flow for four bars and he's going to switch it. Bam, he switches right when I expect him to. Oh, he's going to do this flow for two bars, another flow for two bars, then he's going to do another flow for four bars. Yeah, I got technique in here. Mm. When I listen to Busta, there's no line. Like, he can do anything. There's
nothing definitive about his style. Right. Like, we just covered Master Ace, who can, we can literally cookie cut his style.
Master Ace is one, two, three, four. We know it's coming.
In the most beautiful sense. In this instance.
In the most chaotic senses now. Yeah. It's like, you don't know what's coming.
I also want to comment on the cover art to Extinction Level event.
Because that's where we at. My bad.
You put the Twisted Metal font on that thing. It looks like the back cover of Twisted Metal. People in the 1999 New Millennium, a whole apocalypse motif was really a good selling point for a lot of things.
Yeah, but the explosion was so devastating. Like,
this is the perfect demonstration of what was that said Extinction Level event. Major city, whatever the hell that napalm bomb was.
But New decimated, York, though. Yeah. New York is decimated. Yeah. There's not even like a piece of it that's going to be sustained by the explosion.
And then
is this symbolic of... I don't know.
No, okay. 9/11? Okay, no. It's not symbolic. It's stupid. You're trying to get all deep.
Nice reach, no. Mr. Fantastic. No,
the idea is simple, right? The Extinction Level event came before anarchy. Anarchy is going to be in 2000. Mm. Yeah. And anarchy is all he's been talking about. So the Extinction Level event led to what became anarchy in 2000.
Right.
So he fulfilled the Y2K scheme, which, by the way, as an artist, guys, think about this. It's kind of like Ye did. He plotted out his albums in order and gave you an order of albums. And Busta did it in such a way that it's like he almost made his prophecy come true. Yeah. Because he's like at the very beginning when disaster strikes, right? And it's coming. It ain't safe. Like, it's on its way, right? Basically, everything leading up to anarchy is like, it's coming. It's coming. Mm-hmm. It's here now. And when anarchy drops, that shit was incredible, bro. Then after anarchy drops and everything's decimated and destroyed, what does he do? He just restarts. Does the Genesis, and then he goes on from there, and every project from that point just leads him to another rebirth. Then we end up all the way back at Extinction Level Event 2. We end up back at Extinction Level Event 2. We did it again. Yeah, yeah. So his whole process, like as far as creating albums, man, it's like he really had as in script writing, we have arcs.
Right.
And his albums have an arc, and he did multiple arcs that literally fulfilled themselves. Like, he does it perfectly.
Yeah.
So as far as Extinction Level event, it felt like, this should have been anarchy, but it wasn't. Anarchy is anarchy. And if you listen to anarchy, it's like out of this world. But this one, to me, it felt like a great third album, a great concept album, and everything that he put together in this, it works perfectly. When I was little, that's what got me to look at it. Like when you think of Eminem Slim Shady LP compared to Extinction Level event, Slim Shady LP is really cool and chill. Right, and you get the moonlight, right? It's like, it's kind of cool. You look at Busta's shit, it's big flaming sunball in my face. Red,
with the
bright, huge explosion.
The actual album lettering and everything, you have to turn it to a side to read it.
Yeah.
You just can't, they make you deviate from the actual cover art. And actually read what the actual album title is, turn it back, and then you get the full album title again. So it's like total separation of that.
The version my cousin had, it had no information. Nothing. It's just the explosion. There's nothing but the explosion and that fucking parental advisory. So when I saw it, I had no idea what I was about to get into.
All these Mandela effects.
Your general first impression would be like, whose rock album is this?
Yeah. Like, what is this shit, right?
Yeah.
When I played it, man, the first song... which was the introduction, I was laughing because I had just heard the Slim Shady LP. So I'm still in this jokey vibe, right? So when I'm listening to it, it didn't come off as like terrifying. It came off as really funny to me because, I mean, what are the odds this little girl asks her dad what's going on? And he turns into a fucking monster.
What's what's going to happen? And he's Daddy, what's going to happen in year 2000?
And then, devastation.
Devastation will cause the earth.
Famine across the world.
Fire, brimstone will come down. And
And then at the end of it, he says, "Don't worry, because it's starting now." After all that drama.
Okay, daddy.
I was listening to the guy, and I'm all like mentally checking off. That happened. Oh, man, we're getting close.
We fulfilled about 10 out of 20 things on this list, man. But yeah, I thought it was just, you know, I took it as a humorous project. But anyway, the album cover, completely eye-catching, devastating image, but it says so much about what he was trying to present to people.
Yeah.
It literally scales the devastation. You feel me?
Yep.
All right. So we don't have, let's talk about this. So we don't really have a top three. We kind of sort of do.
Yes.
So we'll try to work our way through that. Andre's going to kind of,
we'll just guide you guys. us in there. You know, we started with the intro. There's one to your left, of course, which is just the preface to Anarchy. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say that Anarchy is better than this one, but I feel like you could listen to this one and Anarchy back to back forever. But yeah, so yeah, one year left, we rise into Everybody Rise. And that is one of the most iconic beats on this project. Most people, if they hear the beat, they lose their soul. They just jump out of their body and run into the streets. This is one of them beats that just drives people crazy.
And he's calling everybody to the front.
Everybody Rise.
New York, man. Jersey, Philly, it's just calling DC, everybody.
Everybody, man. You know,
I had an idea of like that, doing something like that in the project I'm working on. But my idea was just like locally calling out, you know, cities, local cities around me.
Yeah.
Busta's calling out, you know, the whole US, you know. I kind of wanted him to take it even further and call out the world even, but, you know.
The final world front. Yeah. He's hitting everything that he's familiar with, right?
You know, you're familiar
every marketable with. Area.
Yeah, exactly.
Every sellable space.
Exactly.
But as far as the vibe on this one, man, the energy, imagine, you know, as much energy as Busta presents on a project.
And he wants everybody to vibe with them. I mean, this was a time when there was kind of some tension still, remember, from the East and West Coast thing.
Yeah.
So this is breaking all that mold. He's calling everybody. So that's also a key thing to remember there, because there was still tension still. There.
After that established division, a lot of MCs try to unify, you know, from separation comes unification after.
Yeah. But I feel like the extinction level event brings people together.
True.
You understand?
Yeah.
So as the extinction level event happens, what happens? We all come together, right? So he's just calling everybody out. But everybody rise from this occasion, right? Or everybody rise from the idea that if it's a huge explosion, what does that mean? A massive explosion of people rising to the top. Mm-hmm. That's literally an explosion. So he's doing this parallel metaphor of the explosion of people supporting him, but also the explosion of the devastation of the extinction level event. That's why he's hitting all these cities to make the explosion massive. But Everybody Rise just kind of puts you into the vibe of the album. And to me, the beat is probably king, but everything that follows and everything that's a part of
it.
The beat drives you mad. The beat is mad.
Andre was just talking to us about, you know, Ninth Wonder, Crisis, and you mentioned Knots. And here we are where we have Knots now performing these beats or producing these beats. And they're nice, like you said.
A lot of your favorite beats are probably Knots and Crisis. And then you won't know until you look at the credits and go, if that makes sense. I listened to this on repeat for like hours, right? When it comes to Knots, man, Knots to me is unpredictable, right? But he's in the belly of the Dilla Pete Rock premiere sound, right? The Ninth Wonder sound. But what Knots does is unpredictable in that world as far as sampling and chopping and even his drums. Yeah, the sampling
was a bit unique here.
Yeah.
And the beat was really nice. I love that piano sound and the way it kind of loops back into it. It feels a little bit classical. And there's something about classical and devastation that I love, because
it just feels
like
big.
Two contrary things. Yeah, and it just feels, like, it's beautiful.
It feels beautiful and horrible. Loud and beautiful at the same time. The
sophistication. You get that feeling in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be that lob
motherfucker from this flip mode squad that readjust this shit properly and hit you real hard. Then we affect that hard shit that sounds so beautiful. Why now? Couldn't find a better time more suitable to send out a signal and round up all my niggas recruitable. So he's like calling them in like an army, right? So the signal is the song, and the big boom is the Everybody Rise to call all these people
in. And I always love that message. The time is now. I always love that message, no matter how you spit it. Like when you talk about that subject, I love that idea.
It's like
I live in the moment. I love that.
Rolling from the intro skit into this, that's basically he's just emphasizing it further. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everything about this, he's just assembling and handling business.
Mm. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Wait. Oh yeah. Wait. Okay. So to send a signal out and round up all my niggas, recruitable type of nigga to torture ass, stick some shit in your cuticle. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
The cuticle. I thought it was your eye. Okay, wait a minute. Let me talk to all my niggas at hand. I'ma hit all my niggas and y'all just follow the plan. So he said the type of niggas. He's not talking about himself. He's saying to send out a signal to round up all my niggas, recruitable type of niggas to torture your ass, stick some shit in your cubicle, right? Mm. Your cuticle. Wait a minute. So he's like, hold up, y'all. Don't do it yet, though, because we're going to hold it for this big event that we're doing.
I see.
So everything lyrically is telling a story. It just doesn't seem coherent until you put it together yourself, man. Shit is fire, bro.
At first, I thought he was saying stick some in your cubicle.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, drop a bomb in your cubicle, right? A big old bomb in your cubicle, blow you up. But yeah, no, everything on this shit, I feel like it's all written in a way that it's coherent and it's linear just like Nas.
Yeah.
It's just his style. It's not fucking linear. It's like ODB, right? Listen, like, it's like ODB, but he has a focus. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. ODB is like spontaneous. He refuses to be chained in any way. But Busta is like ODB, but he has focus. Yeah. He's like, I'm not a maniac doing the drunken style. I know what this drunken style is. It's a part of my refinement. Yeah. So he changes his flow like every fucking bar or two.
And it almost feels like ODB is finessing. He's finessing like the drunken master. But then like Busta, he's ripping shit.
He's actually the sober drunken master, yeah, where ODB is just the drunken master's like, oh, I wasn't supposed to get blitzed right now. Mm-hmm.
A lot of lost motherfuckers stuck on what they gonna be. They ain't gonna be me. Got to get it before the year 2G, right? So it's just like everything in regards to him being here and just landing on y'all. I feel like this song is so big. It's just a giant Godzilla foot stomping you.
And again to that, I mean, that is very relatable too. I mean, people thinking so much, you know, about pondering about, you know, tomorrow and what's tomorrow going to bring. And am I going to be able to do this and that? You know, sometimes you just got to go and do it and execute it and stop thinking about it so much. And so I love how he just embodied that in two bars right there.
Right.
Love that.
I meant this, ever relentless for dropping these bombs, getting paid for securing shit for my seed and my mom, for my physical and my tire flip mo squad, my old dad who fertilized my mom's peace to the gods. So, I mean, it's real, man. It's organic as fuck. And something about Busta, what he's able to do with what's on paper, it's not easy, man. He makes what he puts on paper, right? A lot of what I deal with is people writing something on paper, but they're unable to translate it into the song. Mm-hmm. They can write the best verse you've heard, but they can't the words I'm mad at you. They'll read it like this. I'm mad at you. Right. There's no energy in it, but Busta will scare you with the phrase. He will make you feel like he is genuinely angry.
Yeah.
He'll bring it to life.
You're
fresh
right.
Coat
you're
of
right.
Paint on old phrases or even with
every
bars.
Word has yeah. life to it now.
Yeah. You just know like saying? How you mentioned with Luda, he does put that, with the God, and you know, he puts that vocal tone to it as well.
And I've so been
that,
in a pineapple, and he made it sound cool.
He gives you a know? New character.
When you hear somebody narrate a book, their deviation to like an evil character or to another character who's somewhat sinister, you'll hear the vocal change.
Yeah,
and with Busta Rhymes, I like the fact that he's on this one character of Busta Rhymes.
True.
And they become the most memorable part of the book because they're not just like the regular narration. You get to hear the character. You get to hear all this.
It's like his signature.
Yeah,
it is a signature. Definitely. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
But I love that line too. I mean, my old dad who fertilized my mom's piece of the God, like that had me thinking like, well, dude,
the God that created,
like just the coincidences, you know, of his mom and pops happening to get together, us happening to get Busta Rhymes, like all of this is so coincidental. Is it to chance or is it destiny? I don't know, but it makes me think about all those different things just from that one bar.
Busta isn't stupid, man.
Yeah.
That's what I learned. Busta isn't stupid. And I think the effort that some of our favorite MCs would put into a rhyme scheme, Busta Rhymes will put that same amount of effort into delivering the bars perfectly. And also saying a series of words in a combination that have not been used before. Mm. That's what he focuses on. He wants to say an original sentence, and that original sentence is more valuable than the following bar rhyming the whole way through. He might rhyme only the end syllable of the whole sentence, but he's going to say something you've never heard before, right? So that's just what I... I peeped out of Busta's style. It's like delivery isn't what's getting Busta to the end of the, you know, this whole ride. It's more so bringing words to life. Because I can write a verse for him and Busta can make my verse better by how he reads it.
Yeah.
And Busta definitely makes it sound like he's freestyling. And that's not easy to do, to make it sound like you did this shit off cap almost. Because it just sounds like so organic. Like he wrote this verse before it existed.
It's that kind of wild style where it's like, damn, you do kind of ponder that a little bit where you're just like, whoa, like he's so wild and like there's no control to it. Was there a source of him even starting this at a written level?
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's been known to freestyle and battle and all that stuff. It's very possible. Like you were saying, he probably could have started off freestyling and then turned into written.
For sure, man. Well, I think what we should do is just kind of move fast to these because there are so many on here. We kind of were saying the first three, first of all, we got the first three rap songs from Busta on this album. Mm-hmm. Knots produced them. And on my end, Knots is the secret sauce. He's like, how do I explain this? Jay Dilla trusts Knots, right? Like, long story short, Jay Dilla would like invest in Knots if he could, right? So Knots is the secret sauce that people don't talk about. So you have Knots opening your first three songs. I'm not going to say it's like having Dilla at the beginning, but it's similar to having Dilla on your first three tracks. So immediately you're already stuck by the end of the third song, right? By the time we get to Extinction Level Event, by the way, you're dropping your title track three songs in.
Yeah.
You know, that's cocky. That's confident as fuck, bro. So I feel like what the first three initially is just what keeps me in this classic idea of this album. When I was young, I didn't give a fuck who produced it, but I couldn't stop listening to these songs. So where we about to take it, I feel like it's dope, but what was, you know, we can go to Extinction Level Event. I feel like Extinction Level Event hit harder than Where We About to Take It, but Where We About to Take It is also one of them joints that just like, fuck man, it's just an exhibition of style and quotables. He's able to flip flows like every two bars, but like the only other person I could think of that switches their flows that much and does it in a smooth way that you can't notice is Will Smith. Will Smith changes his flow literally every bar. It's like crazy when you catch it. Every single bar is a new flow, a whole different energy. Listen to Will Smith for a little bit. Just check out his old shit. Willennium. The whack is like, listen to Willennium, bro. On that shit, every bar or every couplet, he drastically changes his flow, changes the way he says his words and everything. Different tonality, different voice. Really impressive. I mean, Busta Rhymes does the same shit.
Yeah, I mean, we can't really compare Will Smith to Busta, but.
Hey, he was the first rap artist to get a Grammy. Success was there, bro.
No, I still can't. I can't.
What's with the wire?
And he had a dope DJ, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, man. All right. So Extinction Level Event.
More as an actor.
Dang.
All right, so let's hop to Extinction Level Event. So Extinction Level Event, I feel like beat-wise, eerie, kind of... if it reminds you of a choir in church, but it reminds you of a dark choir. It's not a good church. It's a scary church.
I see that.
Because it's just la, la, la.
I think what got me, the BPMs got me. I love the groove here. Dude. Like, I feel like you could just spit all over that.
Now, one thing I want to talk about as far as, you know, while we're here and on this album specifically, which artists today, they're not pulling it off. It's not working for them. Busta Rhymes is incredible at ad-libs. His ad-libs keep you listening, and you don't even notice it. It's like subconscious, right? Busta Rhymes has ad-libs where he doubles the line, right? So if I say, I'm at the end of the day, you get punched, he's going to have like six layers of him saying the word punched, right? But on top of that, in the background, everything he's saying, he's going, huh, huh, huh. And I was like, the best way to explain Busta Rhymes is like his background sounds and his ad-libs. It's Busta Rhymes listening to himself as if he never heard himself ever before. Yeah. And everything that Busta is saying is so utterly shocking to him that he's terrified.
It's all new to me.
Well, right.
I think ad-libs are just like the funniest thing though. Cause like when you actually record somebody like ready to do your ad-libs, it's like, yo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Now, so imagine Busta Rhymes' ad-libs. When you listen to him, he's like, like the whole fucking verse. So when you listen to Buster again, because everything he
sounds
says
sounds like a DBZ.
Because that's what he sounds like. Because like, let's say the line is like, "I put you in a body bag." Like that's what he sounds like. Yeah, yeah. Leave you dead, bloodied on the streets. Like he's in the background, terrified by what he's saying himself.
I think I kind of missed that. I'm gonna need to go back.
And it's so subtle. It's his ad libs.
He did the ad libs for the guy at Terminator 2 when he's like,
yeah, exactly. I can't hold it any longer.
Like, he did the ad libs for him
right when he's about to press the button.
But yeah, so when you listen to Busta, what keeps you guys kind of enthralled?
Yeah.
Is this this thing he does with his ad libs in the background? Mm. He literally listen again, yeah. And you're probably gonna laugh hard as fuck because it's just like he sounds like a person that's never heard rap before, and he's saying shit like, "I killed somebody." He's like, buried him in the backyard and left him in for weeks.
Oh my god.
Like he sounds like utterly shocked, man. Listen to his ad libs. But anyway, it's just part of his presentation. Your presentation does matter. Yeah. So we have, you know, lyrics, you know, killing y'all. But when you hear him reacting to his shit like you would react to it, it makes it stronger.
There's some rappers who are really good at, like, their verse might not be that strong, but when they add ad libs to it, all of a sudden, it's enhanced their verse.
Uzi. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Uzi. That's so crazy, too. Is
no
like,
disrespect,
Uzi. Ad-libs can really enhance the verse as well.
Yeah.
You know, so that's
Young Thug, thing. Uzi. Yeah. No disrespects. That's what I'm hearing. They're just talented at that shit.
Yeah.
Just talented.
It's crazy.
But, oh, yeah. Holy amazing grace about face. Total erase you niggas off the face of the place. All right. So another thing, just because I'm going to get in on the production because I've been here studying. One thing that also Busta did on this album that a lot of other MCs just weren't tapping into at the time was his ad-libs being off rhythm, right? So off the place. Like he has like three different, and it's not an effect. Like he's, nowadays cats will use a stutter effect or a delay effect, right? Busta himself is doing all these different oohs and ahs.
That's why it sounds like he's everywhere.
In fact, if you got some good headphones, he's panned all over the place. He's all over your head, man. But I'm saying as MCs and as artists, as a true artist, imagine, you know, a lot of cats today, they just make a song, got a main vocal in the front, ad-libs slightly panned to the right, mm-hmm. other ad-libs slightly panned to the left. That's all you got. There's not even doubles anymore. They don't even do doubles for their verses. Busta does almost quadruples. Right. Like instead of doubling, he's doing probably a tertiary layer and then maybe, I don't know, a quad layer or something like that. Yeah. So four layers of him just emphasizing regular bars. And then after that, about two other lines of him just making random noises in the background. That's care and concern for what your product's going to sound like when it's done. We don't get that love no more. We want shit as fast as possible and as easy as possible. So, yeah, man, sing the song of salvation. This shit is really dope, man. So. Yeah. Yeah, holy amazing grace about face, total erase you niggas off the face of the place. Such a shame I had to grab my calico, pass the dough for you, find out what I had to blast you foes. Extreme laws for ones who did try to go against this, wet your shit up like a sloppy tongue, kiss. Like, so his doubles and his vocals in the background are off rhythm. They're not even on beat. And they're in this own pocket. Like, he has his own pocket rhythmically that sounds like a jazz musician playing a trumpet or something in the background. So rhythmically, Busta has shit that other MCs cannot pull off for some reason. He's rhythmically better in fucking ad-libs than you, you know?
See that line he starts off with? Yo, 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 yo.
Yo!
That's just like an unorthodox, you know, style. Yo, 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 yo.
And oh, yeah.
He pulls it off so well. You know, it's his vibrato. Like, it's, you know, it's just him flexing.
Right. Okay. So wet your shit up like a sloppy tongue kiss, but that's like some shit he did production wise. Mm-hmm. So when you just listen back to it, you know, when y'all get a chance, production wise, Busta's working hard as fuck in there. Mm-hmm. It's like 20 fucking layers of vocals on this guy.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me then of like Nicki Minaj. She puts a lot of production behind absolutely. Her lyrics.
Yeah. But I feel like, you know, a lot of MCs are in this pocket where they want to one take the world, you know, like one take the whole song.
Yeah, it's just straight.
And then they don't want to do the doubles because it takes too long after you did a one take of the whole song.
Or sometimes people just can't do it as good.
Right. Or, that's another thing. They just can't layer on top of what they're saying.
Yeah. It sounds like almost the same thing. It doesn't sound like complimentary.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like just, you know, so Busta to me, he's refined his shit in a way that I want to define, but it's more magical. You know, it's just magic, bro. Yeah. connect the four shots and guess who blew it from next door. Bling. So yeah, oh yeah, that's a, so yeah, I like this one. So yo, on the strength shit, niggas check foe, connect the four shots and guess who blew it from the next door. Bling. And he's like identifying himself who just shot you. So like onomatopoeias, you know, little random moments. He's cartoony like Luda, but in a New York kind of way. Bling, time after time, we gonna shine again. Feel like a bra getting fucked from behind again. Hey, yo, I be the closest thing to the next. Like the pain and suffering of about a million deaths. But he, listen, the way a million deaths. He puts it into another realm when he drops it, you know?
Extinction event.
Again. Yeah, so he goes hard, man. I'm only for the extinction level of it. Now sing the song of salvation. Right. So the idea to me is like, you know, he's trying to, I don't know if he's emphasizing the, this is one thing as an adult now, when I first heard it as a kid, it's like, he's the one that caused this. Right. Yeah. But then he also sounds simultaneously like he's trying to help the situation since it happened. Yeah. Like I'm trying to rectify
it's all,
it.
It's all to his advantage. Yeah.
It sounds like he's trying to fix
come
it.
Here. Congregation, come here. I don't know who did this event, but.
Yo, disregard your whole assignment. Crooked ass nigga needs some realignment. Powerful refinement. Crazy shit I do make me want to know where my mind went. Blacking out, building hostility, getting violent. So he's not about these thick, huge rhymes. He's more about style and like identity. Yeah. Man. I feel like it's more him just sharing his identity, man. But yeah, man, we won't roll into it too long, man. We have, you know, there's so many songs in this one, man.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So where you want to go next, man? Because Tear the Roof Off is amazing. Against All Odds is amazing. Just Give It to Me Raw is a very interesting story. I think the story on that one is just dope. Do It to Death is something I feel like we might sleep on because the beat is different.
But the rhymes are there.
The rhyme, because on Do It to Death, and it's just very small. Listen to Do It to Death again and see how many times he changes his flow deliberately. He's deliberately doing it.
Yeah,
he's
he'll go like, with the A sound for a while.
Then he'll go to the O sound for a little bit. He'll then he'll go to the E sound for a little bit. And it seems like he's just pocketing everything in couplets and he's just doing crazy shit every couplet. But Do It to Death, I feel like, is dope. It's the hook is really lazy. And I think it's funny. What are we going to do? We're going to do it to death. What are we going to do? We're going to do it. But when you're rapping, you're rapping harder than your hook. Right. I just thought it was coincidental.
I'd say the best example to bring to the audience would be finding the song that has Busta Rhymes at his most controlled, like, rhyme style wise. I think Tear the Roof Off was the one that I feel that he has the most control here.
It's a good point.
Let's dive in there.
Tear the roof off.
What is it? The hook or chorus? The chorus here is more structured. Did you not mention that? Is it more structured here on this song or was it a different song?
The chorus.
Is it more structured here or
in this song? It's kind of loose, basically.
The one thing that I wanted to make sure that we got was the fact that when you hear Tear the Roof Off, you actually get to more less wild version of Busta Rhymes, if I could say it just like that, because you can, and I think it's his best song lyrically on this album, too.
This track produced by Swiss Beats on this one. So I want to mention that.
Yeah. Break fool, make all y'all wanna come to. Feel the force of my shit kicking like it was kung fu. Ooh. Blast through.
Don't let these corny niggas harass you.
Tone in the streets where even fans blast you.
All right, so fans want to blast you.
Yeah.
All right, so Tear the Roof Off. I feel like what Mark and I were feeling from this one is it sounds like a Wu track almost, but it's him by himself, right? Production wise, every line hits so big because he's layered like six versions of himself every word, right? Here I come through. When he says through, there's like, what? How many fucking layers are on that?
Yeah.
Hit you with the 1-2. How many layers are on that? So every time, and then also when he lands on the four, right? At the end of the fourth bar, he goes the he goes off of that tangent for a second, right? As far as what he was doing production wise on this shit, that shit hits, bro. It's not lyrically dense. It's like production dense, style dense, like swag dense. He just does something different on this one.
Yeah. Well, he's and then We have hee haw what ho. This is the way past your curfew hit you with some shit that make doctors wanna have to nurse you. You. I'm rolling with my whole crew. Bounce through whenever we surround you. Flip mode, roll thick, and you know we don't quit. Hit you with some more hits that make you wanna go shit.
Make y'all niggas jump back. Hit that. Hurry and pass the rest of the weed, black. So it feels like he got a crew of dudes landing his punches.
Sounds like a whole ensemble.
Yeah, right? It sounds like an ensemble, but it's him, bro. Yeah, and that shit hits, bro. It hits really well, bro. I feel like this one, Tear the Roof, it's just so much
kind of like. Who's your favorite rap group? Whoever those 50 guys did in Busta Rhymes.
It's kind of like, he's kind of like
favorite rap group. Busta Rhymes for sure.
He's kind of like his own symphony in a way, I see in it now. You know, the way he kind of adds layers.
He's like the maestro. Yeah. And there's like all his ad libs are there in the crowd with like different instruments.
Yeah. But there's effort. Like, there's one thing I want to put on something, right?
Yeah.
You can record your ad libs, right? But what is your intention when you do your ad libs? Right. Are you just going, here I come?
If the love ain't there for it,
Y'all with the one, two. Like, you're just trying to.
Are you just doing it for the sake of doing the double, or are you actually enhancing things and making it better?
Busta feels like every layer that he put the same amount of emphasis.
Yeah.
And I mean like a really guttural loud energy, nigga. Like so you got 10 layers of him screaming off as hard as he can. So the energy is incredible on this. I remember as a kid, I was just like overwhelmed by how much energy is in this song, man. Excuse me.
Marcus getting caught.
Find out 30 years.
What's the meaning of this?
Choking him on my spit.
Damn, Busta Rhymes is that sick.
But verse two.
That's sick.
One more time. Hit y'all with the crime. Wow. I be on the rhyme. Hear that drop of a dime. Wildin'. All of my 10 boots. Now we stacking mad loot. Everybody holding a 21 gun salute. So it's just so much emphasis on what's going on, man. I think it's more of a production feat here on this track.
Anyhow, I'm going to give it to you now.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And I just like the idea. He's got like 10 of himself yelling at you. Yeah. Can't even handle one Busta. You got 10 of them bitches like trying to take you out.
He's definitely that guy that's, you know, just like that line says, knocking at you. He's definitely that guy that's busting your door down.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Taking you out, bro.
Yeah.
But let's keep the ball rolling because there's too many on this one, man.
Yeah. I was going to ask about the whole flip mode thing, because is that his own? Like,
that was Flip Mode Squad. So Flip Mode Squad was like, that was his people. Together? Okay. Rod Digga, Busta Rhymes. Don't get mad at me if I forget names.
He's always been putting Flip Mode on, like, as far as I can remember, is like always talking
that
about
that light skinned nigga that was always standing next to him in all his music videos. I forgot his name. But yeah, he had a squad, and Flip Mode Squad was, a squad of talented artists that he tried to put on.
Is that his own label or was that a group?
That was his group. Yeah. It's like Disturbing the Peace. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's
the
like,
Imperial, it's like yeah. Rampage okay. and Rod Digga.
There you go. And, they were very talented, but I feel like, of course, Busta is the super rapper, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, they were all very good.
They did a track together, just an honorable mention, Against All Odds as well.
Against All Odds is dope too.
And they did dope.
I'm stumping all things like on plexiglass. This shit is nice.
Actually, my apologies, the Imperials, that 1998 album with them on it. So,
okay.
Past members.
Him.
We have Spliff Star, Show Money, Sirius.
Spliff Star!
Sage Monstrosity, Rock Marciano, Reek the Villain, Rampage, Rod Digga, Papoose, Nori, Nicky Greer, Mika, M Dollars, Lonnie Be Real, Lord Have Mercy, Labo, J Doe, Dreddy, DJ Scratch, DJ Ice Cold, Chauncey Black, and Baby Sham.
And Quincy Jones.
These are all
Quincy Jones for
these are all like not all together at the same time.
Yeah, in the index of the society.
Yeah, it's like the NWO. Rotating members.
Generation X.
And I think they had Elon. They had Elon Musk for about 2 years.
Imagine.
Do the Musk of Musk. Do the Musk of Musk. Musk and to the
Musk beat.
Here we go. Elon Musk is in the like no rhythm. Panned into those 90 sequence of the music video.
Bentley's in the back though. You gotta have Bentley's. With the stupid ring light in his eye. What are you
with the ring light? Do the Musk of Musk.
I'm surprised he's not in a rap video at all. Do they have
Elon Musk is ever in a rap video, it's going to be a Snoop Dogg
video. Elon Musk had a small cameo in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Look it up.
That's right.
He gives he gives props to Iron Man's like, hey, Elon, what's going on? Gives him a quick dap.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. So moving up, man, I think Give Me Some More should have, you know, some time. It's a great representation of a pop single and double time. Double time, bro. The whole song, double time.
Yeah. And it was also beautiful. On a sample of Psycho.
And if I'm wrong on the double time, correct me and die.
They sampled Psycho, I believe. I believe on that.
Yeah.
So the beat's dope.
A pivotal scene in Psycho, man. I remember the day I was watching Psycho and heard the sample. I lost my mind. I was like, isn't that's Busta Rhymes, right? It was beautiful. Beautiful sample.
Beautiful use of the sample. It reminds me of a track Busta did with Dre, actually. They did like some sort of Halloween type beat.
Mm-hmm.
Busta kills it. I forgot what that song is called.
Damn,
look it up. Dr. Dre, Busta Rhymes. It's
probably for the Halloween H2O.
Halloween beat or something. Oh, word.
Yeah.
That might have been it.
That might have been it.
He killed it. Halloween track, you got Busta Rhymes on there?
Oh, yeah. But remember, after Anarchy, Busta Rhymes ends up working with Aftermath. Mm. And that's Genesis primarily is produced with Dr. Dre in the house, man.
Yeah.
And Genesis is a... Ooh, it's an excellent project. Excellent project. And Dr. Dre don't let you leave the booth. Whack. Yeah, you can't leave the booth with a whack verse.
Yeah, that's one of his mantras. Yeah. It's like, you got to bring it. Otherwise, it's not getting put to wax.
But I think Busta's experience with Dr. Dre led to those Chris Brown features, right? Because Busta Rhymes explained the process of working with Dre. And Dre is very meticulous, mm-hmm. right? He's like, he will make you do one line out of your whole verse, like over and over and over until he feels it's perfect. Mm-hmm. And of course, you as the rapper got to trust the producer. So you might feel like, I did that shit perfectly. What are you talking about, man? Do it again.
He's like, nah.
Yeah, do that four again, man. Just do that four again. Come on, try. You got it, man.
Do that again while I work on Dre Talks.
Yeah, come on. I'm working on beats right now, man. I'm joking on Dre beats right now. I'm talking to Apple right now. So, but you know, that idea that, you know, Busta explained, Dre is so meticulous. You can't leave until you get it right.
Right.
So I like that idea because I feel like it changed Busta's drive. But anyway, back to where we are. Extinction Level Event, I feel like there's still just this organic vibe to it. Give Me Some More hits so hard because it's just this double time track. I think the introduction is really deep too. As a shorty, I was playing in the front yard of the crib, fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody helped me up and said if I bumped my head, I said, yeah. So they said, oh, you're gonna switch it on. Yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest. Mm-hmm. And I was always told if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I'm gonna be the greatest myself. So some woke dude broke it down really deep for me, right? He's like, I think that's a metaphor for him being a divine being, right? He's like a fallen angel, son. Because peep this, if you was like playing in the crib, right? And you was in the crib, that's like where you started from, son. That's where God made you, right? And you fell down and you bumped your head. That means you fell from heaven, son. So you felt like an angel when you bumped your head. You forgot who you was. You was incarnated as a human being, son. So, okay, go on, whatever. He's like, so when the person came down and said, hey, you're going to switch it on him, you know, that means he's going to switch his polarity from an angelic being to a human being on a supreme level, son. I'm like, I just need my Starbucks, man. I just need my Starbucks, please.
How'd you know I was going to review this next week?
But he said, if I ain't going to be part of the greatest, I'm going to be the greatest myself. So the greatest is God. If I'm not going to be a part of the greatest, if I'm not going to be part of God, then I'll just be a God on my own. So it's the fallen angel story at the beginning of this song. Yeah. And then Give Me Some More. What does he mean? What do you want? Like, give me some more. So throughout the song, he makes it sound fucking cool. He's a boss now. Yeah. He's running this shit, right?
And there's something to that too, because I feel like Busta's one of those guys, as great as he is, legendary and all that, he from time to time gets overlooked in the GOAT conversation, you know? They're talking about all these other MCs.
Right.
No one really mentions Busta in that GOAT conversation when he is very well deserving to be in
commercial success, longevity. Mm-hmm. They're all there. It's just
he's one of the artists that I feel like he's not doing what everyone's doing.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do the fucking Migos flow to survive.
Yeah.
Which a lot of newer a lot of older guys gotta adapt the newer flows, mm-hmm. right? So they're hopping on drill beats and they're doing Migos flows weird. But Busta to me, I feel like he doesn't even attempt to do what everybody's doing, and he's allowed to do it.
Still does his thing.
Extinction Level Event 2 is I was scared of it, right? Because I was like, sequels always fucking fall off, right?
Yeah.
Extinction Level Event is on par with this one. It's scary how he did it. The second one is on par with this. How did he do it? Same concept. Changed his identity every song. Every song, he's a different Busta. Mm. And the shit works excellently. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what we got? We got Give Me Some More. So anyway, let's get to the point. Give Me Some More. I just like, you know, the double time, how it sounds. The beat is incredible. The bass line is dope. It's just everything about this one works. And for it to be a single that is released with a music video,
one of the singles,
and the shit hits so hard, man. I remember this shit on the radio and people bumping this shit all the time.
The music video bugged me.
The music video was crazy, man. Music video was beautiful, man. Yeah, nigga, what? What a surprise. Give me something to make a nigga bows over the eyes. All my niggas getting money capitalized. Die, little small guy, we gonna rise. Everything a nigga touch platinumized, fully equipped. You know, we come with all the supplies. Got a big gun and I'm gonna show you the size. You fuck with any of my flip mo family ties. Just
makes that one my heart. Right
oh yeah,
there.
He made it look easy. He made this song. He made Double Time sound so easy.
What was the music video like on this one? I don't
know. Cartoony, like
cartoon '90s bullshit.
Super cartoon,
oversized, wild shit.
Yeah,
Busta Rhymes has his dreads up at the top, spreading out.
I think it might have been Hype Williams that did this one, but I'm not sure. Hype Williams might have did this one, but yeah, everything's distorted and bent like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Hype Williams too is another legend.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. Works with Hype.
We have to start talking about. We have to do an episode about music videos, hip hop music videos.
Oh yeah. Oh man, that'd be great. Talk about the box for a little bit.
Yeah.
Me and my niggas be coming through, stalking you out, killing off and end everything you talking about. See you in the club. I'll be walking you out. Should have thought twice before you went to open your mouth. Yo. Anyway, we say keeping it moving. Fucking with the wrong nigga. Hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me. All the same niggas. His name. It's not a game. Making names. Still spitting your frames. That just come on. Like the idea. It's not super. Let's say this. It's not super lyrical.
Yeah.
He's boss. No. You're a bitch. And he's rich. And he's going to fuck you up. Right?
It sounds like two different people are doing this chorus too.
Right.
I love that.
Give me some O. Yo, Swift, where the weed at? Give me some O. I know your niggas need that. Give me some O. So yeah. But I like this one. The way he opens the second verse, right? Flash with a rash. Give me my cash. Flicking my ash. Running with my money. Sun go out with a blast. Right? So what does that mean? Flash with a rash? Right? Mm-hmm. So you see a bright flash. And you look up and you have a big rash on your face. And what does Busta Rhymes do? Give me my cash, flicking my ash. So he punched you and you didn't know.
Yeah.
And he's standing over you. Give me my cash, flicking my ash. Running with my money, son, go out with a blast. So either he could shoot you or he could knock you the fuck out.
Yeah.
So Busta's not saying random shit. Like, I have to do this every time. I have to prove that he's actually saying something coherent to the theme of the song.
Yeah.
He's a boss. Yeah. You took his money and now he's going to fuck you up. what you want, a niggas cutting in the corner, you fucking up the order, go ahead and meet the reporter. Yo, she telling news on how you was you switched to a bitch, little fake funny style, nigga chill with a snitch. So now I pass you straight up, I don't got nothing to ask you. Make a little room for me and know my niggas will pass through. Cartier, Cindy Portier, hooray shit, with all of my niggas from around the way shit. When I come through, you niggas know I do my bring more shit to generate money, cha-ching.
Props to adding Cindy Portier on that.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Cartier, Cindy Portier, just to add that shit. Cartier, Cindy Portier, hooray shit.
You know, I was talking to you a couple of days, Dre, while we were at the event we went to. Thanks. Shout out to Mark, his homie. Everything we had a great time at this event.
He got us in the right spots, man.
Yeah, the right spot. And
shout out to Avis, brother. Thank you, man.
Yes, shout out to Avis. Spots, man. So at this event, I was talking to Dre about, you know, I was having some trouble actually writing some lyrics because I'm doing something I don't typically do, which is, you know, rap double time and all that. And I ran into this problem where when I was writing it, it makes sense. It's coherent, you know. And it's in my opinion, it's a dope concept of what I was writing, but there was something about it where I wasn't like completely happy with it. And it was making me not want to continue because I wanted something to land harder, you know? But I think, you know, there's that problem where MCs can run into, you know, overthinking it too.
Mm-hmm.
You have a great MC here like Busta. Not every line has to be the hardest hitting line,
but it works.
He's throwing a bunch at you and all collectively together, it works, you know?
It's
of that, you'll have maybe a couple of lines here that will hit harder than others, but for me, it helps relieve the idea that every line I have to throw has to be hard. Obviously I would want every line to be hard, of course, but to the point where it gets in the way of completing the verse.
Yeah, you can't you can't build that hurdle too high.
You do
want to make it an excellent track, but not at the consequence of like holding the whole thing up
and never finishing just because this was in your way or whatever.
Or even having it overstructured, right? It's like you overdid the technique.
Yeah.
Right?
But
what Busta does here, because to me, the argument within you is the underground versus the pop sensibility.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make an exquisite meal that's easy to digest,
right?
But I'm using ingredients that people do not want to see together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is peanut, seaweed, and, you know, rice somehow. Yeah. And it's like a sushi dish that doesn't make sense to them compared to a cheeseburger. I know a cheeseburger, I trust it, right? You know, and maybe you might use an impossible patty to change the shit up to make a burger look unique. But in reality, it's simply how you make it look and how you make it feel. Busta has this ability to make his shit look like a cheeseburger, but it's not, bro. It's really not a cheeseburger. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on here. And then what we're trying to do, we're trying to make this exquisite, slow-made sushi. Right? And it's like, it's not necessary. Some people just want something fast to get it through. Why do you think he made this his single, bro? This is his single. The one that, the song that's going to get people ready for this massive destruction.
It's supposed to bring it's supposed to bring people in.
Right. You know, and you did give me some mo, bro. Like, that's a lot of confidence on this album.
Yep.
So anyway, it's just something that I feel like it's not about writing the most dense double time track. It's more so about writing lines that land. Because I laughed at it. Without seeing the music video, it's a funny song. Right. It's kind of similar to M. I think there's a lot of parallels in M and Busta, man. They're really close, you know, from there. But anyway, live niggas should know what I mean. I represent while we getting money, reign supreme. I hope you niggas know we coming through full steam. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. He's not saying a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam because I'm blacking on you, right? Mm-hmm. But how, you know, it sounds subtle. It's simple. When you listen to the song, how many times have you heard this song and didn't know what he said?
Right.
A lot of time, nobody know what he said, right? It doesn't matter. The double time sounds so smooth and cool that it works. Where we at? Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. All my niggas wildin' ringin' this siren. Flip mode, be the glory niggas on my team. Never should you ever try to fuck with my cream. I OD when my shit get it all in your bloodstream. Oh yeah, I OD when my shit get all in your bloodstream, right? Yeah. Like heroin. Every time we be ripping and we be blowing it down, blowing you off. No, you fucking with the hottest niggas around. Ruckus with me. Wait, I hate this line because it sounds so unusual. Ruckus when me and my people run through your town, holding it down, taking a while, then I give me my crown. Yeah. So the way that he's putting these words together, once again, I feel like...
Props to Dre, too, for being able to, like, run through these lyrics straight real quick.
Lyricology,
it ain't easy right here. This ain't easy.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Busta has decided to not focus on the rhyme scheme, but to focus on very unique sentences. Right? Every time we be ripping it, we blowing it down, blowing it all fucking with the hottest niggas around. Ruckus when me and my people come to your town, right?
Yeah.
Very simple idea.
That's it's a good like, showing off of what he actually does a lot in a bunch of songs.
He says a lot in a little.
He'll do two of those same syllables within each bar, and he'll do it for as long as he wants. Mm-hmm. And I've always you always hear that kind of presentation with him. You hear it in every few songs. You'll hear that.
Yeah.
So that's why I like when I hear it. I'm just like, okay, cool. He's about to go off. This is his like signature startup. It's
a signature move.
Yeah.
So let's roll, man. Let's roll over to Is They Wildin' With Us, right? And Is They Wildin' With Us, I was telling them in the album, in the context of the album, and the pace and the momentum of the album, he hits you with a pop single, Give Me Some Mo, which is a double time song, right? But he follows his double time song with a song where I feel like he might have went past double time.
He snapped on.
He went faster because Mystical at the time was known for fast rap, right? So of course, Busta and Mystical in a song was already crazy to even think of,
right?
And then all this fucking chaotic, scary, crazy energy.
The beat itself is even like
it's fucking guitar shit, right? And
but if you ever wanted to hear a verse where he snapped,
this is Busta, the one. Yeah,
exactly.
This is the one.
This is the one we.
This
snapped.
Is the one example where I'm like, Busta outstyled Mystical,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
His shit was way the fuck off beat when he started, right? Yeah. But it landed somehow, and I don't know how to explain this to anybody. Well, my nigga, Mr. Town, be complaining. Did you break the big bug? The mini lands generate behavior. Like the way he started that verse, it was so off rhythm. But he lands right back on beat, right? Compared to Mystical is doing what Mystical do. We know what Mystical is capable of. He's killing it.
It sounds nice, but it is a little bit more incoherent as far as understanding. Well, you know, it sounds great though. Like I liked it audibly, but even he mentions you can't even understand what I'm saying or something to that degree.
Right. Well, but you hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. So it tells you he's self-aware.
Still trying to figure out what I said. Right.
Mystical is self-aware of it, but it's just kind of
just
funny.
Just don't get in my way. I think this is,
it's somewhere in there, but he says
coincide with your boy. Wait, what's this? So wait, I forgot the flow. Coincide with your boy. Checking. I can't do. I'm not gonna do it. Sorry, Mystical. I can't fuck it up. The first flow he does is crazy, right? And he's going off that eye sound. He keeps swinging and hanging off that eye sound. And it sounds fucking crazy, man. When you bump between the 16 lines, when you bow through, I'm trying to find the, trying to figure out what I said. Yeah, I can't find it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You niggas still trying to figure out what I said. Give less than a fuck what you doing over there. Just don't get in my way. Hear my records. Feel my present. Now forever. And until. Stop what you're doing and work it fucking nice. Just complete it with a lick. Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do his flow. I can't do his flow. His flow is fucking crazy. All right, so Mystical's flow is just out of this world,
and
right?
You got to sound like you're rapping with a sore throat.
I got to sound like a rapper with a sore throat.
And you got to be on a couple of pills.
Right, right. Exactly. I got to be on some pills. I got to be angry.
These niggas not to fuck with us. Next year, we're going to do the same damn thing.
Right? Right. So just a lot of energy on this one, right? So now as you wild, nigga, I'm Busta Rhymes, nigga. Just the back and forth was dope, yeah. Right? But the way that Busta started this one, I remember even as a kid, when he started, I sincerely stopped the song and said, what the fuck was that? Like, I didn't even understand. Yo, me and my nigga Mr. Cow made a plan to generate sufficient amount of funds to cross many lands, generate the heat to place radiate. When I break shit, I drop, create an earthquake. Yo. Anyway, we still double mad figures and get bigger, man. I can't even do a shit.
This right here.
And be the super pie niggas all over the track with a kick in your back, and I be making you black, and I ain't fucking with that, and other niggas is whack. I only did with the fact we living fat, getting money with my name on the plaque. Then I'm like, fuck
now,
that shit.
This right here, this verse right here, epitome of the extinction.
Yeah, level you can't duplicate it. You can't duplicate it.
Right,
it's
now,
not duplicatable.
What just happened with my head?
Yeah, can't duplicate it. Can't duplicate
That's
it.
That's what just happened.
So yeah, is they wilding us? They take it another speed beyond Give Me Some More. Give Me Some More was like the fastest at that time. Yeah. We thought that was really fucking fast. And then the follow up was even faster, but you only could hear it on the album. And I thought that was dope. Party is dope. Party's going on over here is dope. Dude, the Busta Bus is a song that as a young man I skipped a lot, but then as I grew up I realized it was referenced to some older shit.
So
it was dope.
Who got the fastest guns in the West then? Who's the fastest rapper out here? Is probably, it Tone Def? Is it Busta?
Tone Def is East Coast. And
is it M?
Crooked Eye, maybe? Eminem, maybe.
Yeah.
Dang.
Or does it go to Busta?
You said East Coast. You said West Coast.
I mean, just all over. Any MC we want to choose out of this.
Okay. So Tech Nine's going to win that battle.
Okay. Okay.
But Tech Nine has a song with Busta Rhymes. And what Busta Rhymes did on that song was he tried to rap faster than everybody in the song. And it was incredible. It was.
Wait, so did he accomplish it? Was he able to do it better than.
His verse was so pivotal to the song that they cut the beat out just to let him do his thing. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But it was Twista, Tech Nine. It was Twista, Tech Nine, Busta, and a bunch of people from different countries.
Oh, I think they even had this fool from
Hawaii. I think some Hawaiian rapper,
Bone Thugs and Harmony too.
Busy Bone.
I think
Busy. He went on that.
They had somebody else though. The other one. Dang, I can't remember.
Well, he has multiple songs. There's Midwest Choppers. There's Worldwide Choppers, and then there's Speed'em. Speed'em is a song that Tech did with Eminem.
Okay.
And
okay.
Tech killed that verse.
Okay.
And then Eminem did some shit my mind wasn't ready for. He like really almost did some shit that was like past double, triple time. I don't know what he did. But anyway, long story short.
But he's trying to break time.
No, for real. It's like, because it's called Speed'em, right? Yeah, and I guess it's a play off of Freedom.
Yeah.
But he said the freedom to speed, right? Mm-hmm. So Tech goes mad fast.
I did like what somebody said. One of our commenters said.
Commenter.
One of the commoners.
The common her.
It came out as commoners, but I meant to say commenters, I guess.
Oh, commenters.
But anyways, one of them said that the most fastest rhymer that they enjoy is Busta.
Okay.
You know, there that you they go. Enjoy.
Okay.
So, and I can see to their point, you know, what they mean by that.
Yeah.
Because at the certain point, like once you start going too fast.
It's like
fast,
being overwhelmed with listening to cannabis all day.
Yeah.
You know? In the event with Busta Rhymes, he just sounds enjoyable the whole time.
Yeah.
At that kind of speed.
At that speed.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Let's jump forward, man. We're going to get my brothers out of here as soon as we can. Yeah. Busta Bus is a dope song. Old school style beat. Many of you will skip it, but lyrically, he's doing a new flow like every four.
Do the Busta Bus.
Really good shit, man. Really good.
Hidden track with
take
Elon
it off.
Musk.
Take it off is dope. Yeah. Take It Off is great. Beat is dope. And I think Swiss Beats did that beat. It surprised the shit out of me. What's It Gonna Be? Of course,
that's
song
a
with Janet Jackson. Great single. Yeah. I could play that for any female and get head.
On MTV, that was like one of the prime, you know, music videos that you would see on MTV.
Nominated at the time.
Hype Williams again.
Yeah.
Hype Williams on that one.
That's an Capri iconic. Sun, it's Capri an Sun. Iconic music video.
I remember Capri Silver.
Capri Sun. Yeah. Alex Mack sponsored it.
I mean, it was all Millennium Doubt too. Very Millennium out. Like it had the look of like TLC's, you know, the Wanna Scrub.
Yeah.
He was dressed all like that, and I loved his movements with it.
Because we all thought the future was chrome, right?
Yeah,
we thought everything in the future would be chrome liquid.
Yeah, and it showed his versatility, though. It showed how, like, you know, he can make it very poppy if he wanted to, but then he brings you right back to hip-hop, because when you listen to his album, it kind of feels like it's a bit out of place here.
Yeah, no.
And I feel like it does, because there's a lot of hip-hop. You
got Janet on this bitch,
know that. I'm not saying nothing in a negative way. I'm just saying, like, in the sense that it's all hip-hop, and then this track feels to me more R&B than hip hop.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're kind of hand in hand, but it feels more like Janet's song than his.
Ooh, okay. I can do that. I got you.
Yeah.
But the anchor is there, though. It lands so well.
It still did its job. I mean, it was a nice single to drop.
And another risk to take, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
the risky fucking singles on this one, man.
Yeah.
Hot Shit Making You Bounce is good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some will skip it a few times after, you know, cause just maybe you don't like the beat, but Hot Shit Making Your Bounce is more like plays off of flows, more of that, you know, braggadocio shit. Really good though. Fucking solid song, really solid song. But What the Fuck You Want to Me feels like a cannabis track. Like not in the terms of being spaced out and super lyrical.
And
but
the album starts to pick up here too. It starts to pick up again.
Pick up at the end. We got two songs after this.
No, but I'm saying like there was a like kind of like a
lull,
little
lull
here, and then it kind of picked back up.
Energetically, What the Fuck You Want is like, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to be sleeping right now.
Right.
Whoo! It's just so much energy, man. I be testing your faith and wrecking your face, invading your space and watch the tables turn like you're trading a place. I pull stunts like Evil Knievel. Me and my people fly like an eagle, blow your entire cathedral, right? So on this one, though, it feels like, we back on that shit. Like that battling braggadocio. You know, the other MC listening is whack, and it just works. I think
up something like I'm cooking for y'all.
Right.
And when I'm done, then I come looking for y'all.
Federal cases cause enough bodies to end up in medical places in their blood, finding them chemical traces, leaving special investigators going through skeptical phases while getting money. The decimal changes. I like that though. What the special investigator
shows you can turn it on.
Look at that.
A special investigator going through skeptical phases.
Look at that line, Dre. I was a Seventh-day Adventist apprentice.
Ha! Okay, that's an Angel Bar, right? Yeah. Isn't that an Angel Bar?
Yeah.
So somebody said something crazy. He's like, look at Busta Rhymes. Every song you hear from him, if you want to make the songs from Busta interesting, make him listen to him like he's a fallen angel, right? Yeah. So everything is like kind of really angelic and deep and like bright, right? Mm. So if he was a Seventh Adventist apprentice, he was a former angel, right? So bars like that, I don't know. This one dude broke it down so clearly. I listened to Busta like that, and I can't turn it off now. Hmm, it stays the same. Every album from all the way till Anarchy and after, he sounds like an angel that already saw it happen, and he's just trying to tell y'all it's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as it lands on Anarchy, he's literally here like, yeah, it's happening, y'all.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I mean, that kind of lands with at least, you know, some spiritual context, we believe, like, you know, the angels kind of like usher in like the end of days in a sense, or blow the trumpet or whatever, you know, that the angel of death and all this different stuff.
Exactly.
Like, there's that also a connotation to that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now,
but this track is definitely bringing you back to the battle scene.
Wait, I was a Seventh-day Adventist apprentice. Now I strike with the vengeance, blowing the door right off of the hinges. Mm. But just so much energy, man. The energy on this one is great. I feel like Luda and Busta would make a great EP together, man.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
I mean, they would make something really solid, man. I think nobody has the patience for a full album, but an EP. Yeah. I feel like the people.
Even an EP would do it. Yeah, that would do it.
All right, so This Means War. All right, let's hop to this one. You guys, I'm pretty sure you guys weren't on that one, but This Means War, as far as energy is concerned, big, big hit before we end the album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, this one has some mixed reviews. I was reading some criticisms to this because of fans from Iron Already, right? And I get it, because, I mean, when you listen to that original track and you listen to this, it takes away from how great that, it doesn't take it away, but I'm saying you can't help but think of that track.
But you have Black Sabbath. They produced this track.
Yeah,
I know.
Black Sabbath did the song, man. So
yeah, it's like, their criticism. It's their criticism. I like it. I fucking like it.
It's not my criticism.
Even with even that one song that Puff Daddy did with Kashmir in the background. Like, I'm like, Kashmir's a dope song. The Diddy's joint with that is dope too. It's like, let rock and hip hop.
But this isn't a sample though. This is
Aerosmith.
I understand people being mad if this was a sample. Right. You know, that's
they got
to
be.
He got the actual fucking band to do it, and he got Ozzy to sing the hook for him.
Those same people got to be mad at the fact that Run DMC and Aerosmith joined up in the beginning. Oh. They started all that. They got. I want all that energy to be mad consistent throughout the time. You know.
Well, okay, speaking of consistent energy, this one to me, the energy,
I liked it, dude.
From the moment it starts, it's, you know,
it's like the rock version of Busta Rhymes, anyway.
And then it hits, and the shit is so heavy energy, man. And Busted is not let down the band that's backing him.
Yeah.
So the vibe on this hits so hard. And I love the idea that you end it on This Means War.
Yeah.
Which follows with Anarchy.
Right.
Because now that you put everybody after the Extinction Level event, we've lost our minds. Mm-hmm. We've lost our government. Now we are attacking each other. That's the beginning of the next album, Anarchy. And then after Anarchy happens, where we basically destroy ourselves, he makes Genesis. He starts all the way over and a new cycle begins. Yeah. It's incredible, man.
Track 19 ends it all with The Burial.
It's The Burial song.
And I like that. I like how he just talks it out, kind of like how Lil Wayne did.
Everyone rises in the beginning and then after that, take a dirt nap.
Exactly. Yeah. It feels like he's, you know, shoveling you into the ground. But it's an excellent ending, man. I think it was really good, man. Really fucking good.
And I love the loop of that because you're like, you brought up the Everybody Rise. So after you're buried, then it's like, if you go back to the beginning, rise, like, you know, rise
now,
from the
and
grave.
And now you're
kind
going
of
underground at the end of that.
So I kind of like that.
That's the other sample you need to put on that little board that rise from the grave from Altered Beast.
Rise from the grave. I know. All in all, man, this is a throwback to me in the sense that we went through every track. I mean, we haven't done that since.
This is a good good Cliff Notes version of it.
MF Doom
I like
was the last one where we went through all the tracks. Including the skits, but
I couldn't get to the top on this one. I couldn't.
Yeah.
It was hard to get three, man.
It was challenging.
That's a good sign, man. That might mean it's a classic.
Did you guys get the feeling that a lot of tracks kind of could have been interconnected?
Yeah.
Same feeling. I'm like, just join three tracks together. Yeah. Let's just call. Let's do it.
Let's say this. Let's say that, you know, where Busta Rhymes doesn't fill this fucking rhyming gap.
Maybe it's the unison of just this whole album's idea.
Yeah.
I think that's what.
And then how well it lands into Anarchy, man. I when you hear Anarchy after this, it really feels like a sequel to the movie of this one.
Even the unison that actually spans albums.
Yeah.
Someone called it what would they call it? Apocalyptic Tour de Force or something like that.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. It's really real, man. I think it's exquisite. And he has some of the best, it sounds whack, but arcing in his album history. Mm-hmm. If you look at his album history, you will see a literal movie. A movie that goes through, I think, about three times over. You're gonna see the same arc. It looks kinda like Star Wars. Mm-hmm. It's just we have a beginning, middle, end to a certain set of albums, then he does a rebirth, beginning, middle, and end. He does another rebirth, beginning, middle, Extinction Level Event 2. That's where we end up last. And I think he has a new album coming soon. So, but Extinction Level Event 2 was so powerful and so consistent. I don't know what the fuck he can make after that. I really don't.
He's like at the top of Everest. Like, hey, what's next?
What? No, for real. Am I supposed to fly now? Like, what's next? Fuck else is left, man? Like, so
that's like the Neo problem, you know, Matrix 1.
Yeah.
Where do you go from here?
Oh, man.
Do I duplicate? Yeah. Like, what happens? So, yeah, as far as Busta, man, you guys would not have a rapping version of me without Busta Rhymes and M. So, unfortunately, this album, Extinction Level Event, is the beginning of how I got here.
Yeah. And so many great tracks and hip hop from Busta. I mean, without his voice, there would be a big empty space, you know, that wouldn't be easy to fill.
There wouldn't have been a bridge to connect A Tribe Called Quest with Scenario.
Yeah.
That would have been, I'm not going to say the commercial success depended on that,
but
I will say that they are one and the same. Yeah. They are like, Here's a Star Wars reference for you. Remember, Qui-Gon Jinn mentions the symbiont circle between the Naboo and Jar Jar Binks' crew.
That's deep, yeah.
He's like, yeah, they're a symbiont circle. What one does affects the other.
Yeah, what's crazy is that they put the whole thing on Jar Jar Binks. Like, yeah, right. It's all Jar Jar's fault. That's the determining factor of the whole Force saga.
Me, Jar Jar Binks. Bus is equally as important in hip hop with all that, because you get him for sound features. You get him doing a lot on his own with solo efforts. You have him bringing up Dingo D and Charlie Brown on Leaders of the New School.
Yeah.
And you saw who rose to the top with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just the guy had it from the jump. He just looked presentable.
Even fashionable. Rhyme, fashionable, right. Even. Like, if we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Like, what he wore, his clothing stood out. Like, he flexed it. Like,
you could see comparisons to Busta and Missy Elliott, and as far as their visual presentation, not lyrically, visual presentation, Missy and Busta have similar looks.
I want to show you guys that segment on Yo MTV Raps where you literally see Leaders of the New School dissolve during the interview. Have like a breakup. They literally have a talk to the side without the cameras. What? And they're just like, because they were talking about Busta Rhymes a lot more. They were talking about the other two gentlemen.
See, that happens though. That happens sometimes.
It's a good little segment because Yo MTV Raps didn't have a lot of it was a 30-minute show.
Right.
So they only had, you only had your main segment, which about 10 minutes.
You know, Wu-Tang had a little problem with that because everybody was going to Met the Man at first.
Oh, yeah, of course. So because he's the star. Sometimes. But my math is correct. I mean, there's always a super rapper, and then there's always subsidiary rappers that go, fuck that, I want the attention, man. Yeah. Because the interviewers only want to know about the super rapper.
And to put the cherry on top with Busta Rhymes, it's just that style. No one's going to duplicate it. No. Everyone knows that you're trying to get it from.
Yeah.
Everyone know if you try to duplicate it, everyone knows where you're trying to get it from.
Right. Yep.
And you'll get spotted a mile away. I love the fact that when we look back at what Busta Rhymes has done in totality, it's all came from here, because that style was born from that. Yeah. All that love and this is how I feel. I need to present these rhymes.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes not just writing them down, but like when Andre was mentioned in the beginning, it's taking layers, like almost like, mm-hmm. like how the atmosphere is laid out, stratosphere, troposphere, ionosphere, of just ad libs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it creates this whole earth that is him.
Yeah.
You know, a sustainable environment.
Yeah.
That won't be destroyed by an extinction level event.
I never looked at it that way, but that's what I learned from doing this with you guys today. You know, the layers that he put into the music to his production.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me, it's just another side. I mean, I already think Busta is amazing. I already think like he's one of the greatest out there to do it.
Yeah.
MCing and now just to have all these other layers to him, and we didn't even get to talk about other things he's done. This is just one project here that
we'll be back. Busta will be back, man. Yeah. Busta definitely be back.
Yeah. But I love that he's still here today. I love that it's possible that we could catch him at a show or something like that. I love the fact that this legend is still around, still like cooking, you know what I mean? So I love that.
Yeah.
Final thoughts about this album.
I'm glad to give it a nice listen through.
Yeah.
And actually, because truthfully speaking, Busta Rhymes isn't my cup of tea when it comes to hip hop.
Yeah.
But listening back to this, you understand the legend.
Yeah.
You understand
and it's all
that.
Love and respect, because it's not taking anything.
Absolutely.
Away.
Yeah. Because his features on stuff I'm still liking and everything, but like hearing him on a solo effort, I know I'm gonna get that presentation of just constant attack. Mm-hmm. And there's times where I just don't want that. Like I like Tribe. When I listen to Tribe, I know what I'm getting. I'm just gonna get a relaxed time. And with
but
Busta,
if you ever want to turn it up, you know the man to go to.
Exactly.
You know the man to go to.
Yeah.
Jay,
you literally and truly, sincerely would not have me here if it wasn't for that.
It would be like Marty McFly on the thing. You'd just be vanished.
It'd be that timeline where he finds the porn stash instead of the albums.
If I never found those albums, bro.
It would have been the porn stash.
Me meeting Mark to rap. None of this shit would have happened without...
If I found Smut instead.
Yeah, exactly. Extinction Level Event and Slim Shady LP are like
he would have found Pam and Tom's sex tape instead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't have me here without this album, honestly and truly. Honestly. So yeah, I can't say any greater praise.
Yeah, cool, man. Yes, likewise, I think we've said all the praises we can say possibly. Yeah.
All praise due
to Allah, B.
So if you guys haven't checked out Busta,
If you
never heard of Busta Rhymes.
Welcome to your first day of hip hop. Who's your favorite rap group? Oh, whoever, all those eight dudes and Busta Rhymes. I love that.
Welcome to Earth. For sure, if you haven't checked out this album, check it out. We're dropping episodes every Monday. We're continuing on the journey. Yes, Who knows what album we're going to cover next. Thank you guys for the love and support. God bless.
God bless, man. Feed your children. Hold on, let me find
it. There we go.
Yo, spitting out the clearest quotes. I'm showing y'all I come fresh, I clear my throat. Niggas is the wackest, I'm just showing y'all my action. Off the cap, I'm going in, I am the captain. I ran it, I'm moving fast and I passed it. I'm in my class and I passed it. You ain't in my class cause I passed it. To the next man and you ass man. You at the bottom like an ass is. I'm spitting hotter shit than acid. You think you high but you low, you lost. Bad trip, that's acid. Spazzing, showing y'all I get it full forward and pull it back like elastic. You the last dick, cause you a pussy. I'm showing y'all to do what I can. The music's gushy like gushers. Bite deep in that bitch with my teeth. Showing y'all I'm nice with the quotes that I speak. Let me pass it to my man named Mark, cause I lean and I lean back, throw it like a dart.
Yo, I got this. Yo, this never frozen. Dial of destiny now, I'm Indiana Jones. Yo, I keep on going, my style been chosen. Yo, I'm like the golden child going for miles. Yo, it's kinda like 8 Mile, but meanwhile, I come with these dope type of rhymes that will project all deep into the ocean, especially when I'm trying to keep it really coasting. Yo, I'm not trying to be bragging or boasting, but yo, my lyrical style got me real golden, golden gilded, call King Midas. Yo, when I try this, I get real excited because I keep on going with these dope freestyles on the improv tip, especially when I rip. Yo, Jack the Ripper, better get next to a stripper because I'm not gonna be the one next to him. Yo, it's all good, especially when I'm flexing them, these big type Gatling guns in my lyrical squadron. Yo, we be so awesome, especially when we talk about hip hop. Yo, it keeps you going on and flowing. Get it to Isaiah, the true rhyme slayer. Yo,
rhyme slayer. I almost forgot we were about to freestyle later. I almost passed it up. Man, I'm sorry, Slater. I'm about to come back. We're about to slay it. So now we're about to just lay it down on wax on Mad Libs. Nah, he's ass, but yo, we gotta spit facts the way we come with this. Artifacts, now I'm just laying in the grass, or maybe smoking it, I don't know, man, but I'll be just throwing it up sometimes, and then it lands in the hoop, now I'm about to scoop like the Big Dipper, I'm sicker when I come with it, yo, you're like Dr. Pepper, the way I'm sophisticated with it, now I'm about to get Nestle quick with it, as I start to drop it, man, this beat makes me feel like producing more, man, maybe I gotta explore that side of me again, maybe I gotta just go crazy with it like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, I don't know where I've been all my life, been hiding behind the walls, underground like Transformers, don't come out until they need me, then I come out all of a sudden, I got that deep ass voice like
Optimus
Prime, and you can't just doubt that I'm in my prime either, cause I'm coming like ether. Yo, the way I just make it less really slow, as you start to fade out this flow. Yo, pass it back to Andre Samo.
Let it go.
showing y'all that I got it in, man. I'm showing y'all I'm moving faster than Ferrari engine. It's not a written off the top, I'm showing y'all I'm quickest. He's saying, yeah, leaning back, cause you know we gods are spinning. Watching this one, showing y'all this water spinning, coming like rain from the top with this one. Like Metal Gear Solid, scaring y'all with this shit, man. I got an exclamation point flying high over my head when I spin on this one. I'm just showing y'all whose footprints are these. Just going off the lid, I'm cooking MCs. Showing y'all you looking bad, you look like a crook in MCs. I'm spitting like I'm on the West Coast, I'm crook on MCs. That's a slaughterhouse bar. Y'all niggas hunting, I'm going hard, I hunt them. They looking bad like Joe Budden. I go off with more schemes, I'm Joel Ortiz. Who's left in the team, man, you're weak. I'm going hard like Royce the 5'9". I just did a slaughterhouse bar, boy, the guy's fine. Showing y'all you know this boy's divine rhymes. Coming from the sky, this boy is sky type. That's a video game reference. If it was Pokemon, I'd be the sky type. Coming from the sky high, I'm flying sky high with nice rhymes, you guys die. I see these guys like food, this kid might dine. I'm B.I.G. with my rhyme, so believe in God when I come to see my guys. I'm seeing them like Jesus did a king this. But this nigga's getting mad from the fact that I be free and sick. I'm the freest man, I'm trying on a fan. These niggas getting scared, I'm Hannibal with Silence of the Lambs. Fly high like a moth behind me, but I'm butterfly, but I'm fly, I'm high, I'm flying. Just get it off in this. I'm showing y'all I win, and all of y'all are kids. So going off like this, I am Thor with Mjolnir, and you're here. So I'm showing y'all I got the bars that are cares, queers. Goddamn shit, you're queer. I'm just mad the fact these cats are boring, or bored rears. Y'all are asses, spinning facet. Y'all are molasses, moving slow opposite of fastness. I'm going in, I got my man Mark to put y'all inside a bag, man.
Put me in the bag, put me undercover. I'll be low-key like Thor's brother undercover. It's all good, yo, brother. I got it going on, yo, back to me. Yo, especially when I'm type... especially when I'm kicking this verse so effortlessly. Yo, get me next to Pegasus or even Icarus next to my Genesis playing with Sonic 2. Yo, no need for to shuffle because I'm about to hit you like the Red Echidna Knuckles. Yo, I'm about to bust you through, bust you and your crew. Yo, it's all good. It's all good, especially when I'm swinging with the pen and the pad or even off the top of the dome. I don't want to ever create another clone because two of me might be certain catastrophe. G, and when you pronounce me as G, you better have that capitalized, especially when I'm kicking all these dope little rhymes at the top of my mind. Yo, it goes a little wild, but yo, I'm like, yo, I'm going off in the bevel. I'm kind of like Busta Rhymes, be like a Tasmanian devil. Yo, I don't want to ever get off of these levels. You better adjust my bass and treble because I'm keeping on going and flowing and effortlessly going to the next level. Yo, atmospheric or even the next atmosphere, especially when I kick all these New Year's type things, yo, especially with the dope rhymes that I'm gonna kick to Isaiah to spit, especially when he gets on the rip.
Lay him a slip.
Yeah, yo, this beat takes me back to the good old days when I used to be outside playing all my ways, playing on the bike with the neighborhood kid, yo, then we go and shoot cards and trade and do all this kind of random shit. Well, then we hit pogs, I guess, on the curb. It was a swindle, the way I would use a slammer, that was unusual. Yo, if you were to weigh it, it would be
two more pounds
illegal to use, usual. But yo, I'd still use it anyway and try to get away with the getaway as I take all the pogs anyway. Remember that? You probably don't. Then randomly I found a Rottweiler, a stray dog. I brought it in and said, hey, Ma, can we have this dog? She was like, nah. But then my pops came and said, yeah. So we changed his mind. Yo, I remember that rhyme. I remember that time when I would be all the time on the PC trying to dial up. I'm not talking about a phone. I'm talking about a modem. I would go like, it was the weirdest sound. But yo, that was the sound of me tapping in to the internet, you see. Early days of downloading beats in my crazy ways. I'd be downloading for days on Napster. Looking right after me, I would see my cousin trying to get a free CD off of me as he starts to burn frequently.
Frequently.
A lot of G unit. Yo, I knew what it was about the whole time. I didn't charge a dime. I let him do his thing. Yo, because he would be over all the time and I had nothing else for us to do. So he would just do that. Have a bunch of CDs too. Passing it back through.
See how we do.
I move fast on the beat like a sea dude. I be bouncing on the water like the sea dude. Man, I'm a clean dude. I feel like I miss a clean dude. The way I play with these letters, it's just clean, dude. I'm just showing y'all you late on your payment, but make sure on time you'll be clean, dude. Just doing what I can. No heroin, no drugs within, so you know I'm a clean dude. Just going off the lid, I'm the nice guy Tupperware bar we move your lid to. Take off your noggin, going off the top, man. I am the top man, watch him. The League of Gentlemen are watching, showing y'all I get it in and rock him. Going in at the end, I win like Elon Musk did, or Elon with a rocket. Watch this, flying from the bottom to the top, man. I'm just a shot to shoot him really fast, and I got him. I shot him, he's falling. At the end of the game, his Transformers falling. They go hard, man. Just going deep like Owen in the heart, man. I'm going in. It feel like Indiana Jones on the second one. Grabbing your heart, then I grab it, bro. Now it's beating in my palm, you a sacrifice. I'm just showing y'all I'm killing every rapper, right? And I'm back on my beat, the rapper slice. Cause I'm going super fast like the rapper Splice. Taking out the loops in this bitch. I bring them silence, they ain't talking, I be doing this shit. The illusion is sick, the music is here, the effusion is here. Ending all confusion in here, I do it too quick. I'm showing y'all my music is sick. I'm going. My music's too sick. Dude, surprise, I'm doing too nice. You dudes would just die if you thought that I was the one starving. Dude, you won't dine. I get all your cash if I have. I do it fast, I'm really mad. I get it fast. I break their necks. These cats are really rats. They're really bad. I see them mad. I drown them in their baths. They just kids, and I'm baptizing men. I'm showing y'all these demons gonna be laughing at this. Cause at the end, they ain't gonna be here, and I'm laughing at them. Now the mirror's broken. You hear the quotes, man. I'm showing y'all I'm going in your soul, man. You don't feel this? I give them gnosis. You know, sis? G-N-O-S-I-S. Bring you gnosis. I got your home, man. She my closest friend. I call her my sis, and I know, sis. I be banging off the back because I'm cold, sis. But I bring them the fire when I throw him. It's Mortal Kombat number one, Luke Kang, and I broke this game. I'm number one, but I'm 11. That's two. But a three is what I'm throwing. I'm showing y'all I kill them with the trays and the flowing. Give them some food.
Give them some food. Yo, it's a four-course meal, and I'm giving you the raw deal. Especially with no appetizers. I keep on going. Yo, it keeps going liver. Liver than NBA Live 2005 with Carmelo Anthony on the cover. Yo, it's all what I do. I've come here to destroy you. Especially like, kind of like that dude from Transformers, Devastator. Yo, I could be a Devastator or a Terminator 2. It's your judgment day. I be no kid to play. Don't ever be this kid. Don't ever play this kid, cause your whole style will be in dismay. I'll leave your whole style in disarray, and you be, oh man, like, where's all my CD tapes? And I'm like, I destroyed them in a great fire because I needed to power up something that really needed them. Yo, I actually gave all this fire to the great Prometheus. Yo, he actually needed it more than you, kid. Yo, especially my type rhyming. Yo, it gets kind of it gets kind of rocky, but it's dated back even to the theories of the Anunnaki. Yo, or even to the Nephilim kicking these dope schemes. Yo, don't mind me, brother. Peep it out to the dudes that be ballin'. Big shout out to that homie Billy Carson for enlightening all the brothers. Yo, I kind of on the sea waves, kind of like a landlubber. But yo, I'm never getting scurvy because I'm eating all my oranges full of vitamin C. That's the only way that you can get rid of the ailments. Yo, I keep on going. Yo, there's no scales on me. I'm not fish made. There's no gills under me, but I go deep under the sea with these submersible type beings. Ooh. So I can kick rhymes with them a sweet 16. I'm gonna give it to Isaiah so he can bring the enlightening. Yo. To this dope MC ciphering.
Yo. Yo.
Enlightening.
Yo. Enlightening. Yo. Striking. The way you spit, man, it's frightening. Yo. Insightfuling too at the same time, dude. Yo, I love rapping with these dudes, yo. And now we the rapping dude. The way we spit the few bars, it's like a workout. How far can we take it? How far can we push it? Muscle up, sword sharpens sword. Iron sharpens iron. Yo, eye on the mics as we lay it down. All right, really nice, really keen. Yo, leave you flustered. Leave your mustard. Yo, trying to catch ya like Busta. Really quick. Launch this cluster. Unravel. Rise it, razzle dazzle. As we start to let you marvel at it really quick. Yo, we like a magician. what's next? David Blaine this ish. Really? I'm coming really silly with it. Billy, better stop. Really? Because I'm just don't know what I'm feeling. I could be dropping at any second at the dime. Watch me Jason Williams this. Right in your lap. Throwing that hard fat. Yo, finesse that crap. Yo, battle rap coming at your dome. Yo, I'm right straight from my home, straight in the office where my dad used to roam in the books. Now we're about to cook up something for you to just eat up like food. Remember MF Doom? We're on that tip. Imagine what can happen when we start rapping. Start to get divine, start to let it unwind, let it come like fine wine. As we spit this time, pass the rhyme over the tray.
It's fine, catch it with my mind. Shit, I'm ahead of all my times. I'm looking at my watch, I'm ahead of all my times. Break your head with all my rhymes, you'll be dead before I'm decide. At the moment, I'm just showing y'all I'm high. I'm floating, I'm going off, I'm high. With gnosis, cause I'm wise, you know it. Cause your eyes stay wide from viewing that I'm dopeness. Going like the Pope did, I'm golden. Bust a rhymes, I go in, I'll bust a rhyme, you'll be broken. Left them in the pieces, the freshest thesis. You can't see it, your eyes are closed when you see this. You'll see this, you'll be remiss when you remiss. Cause you won't hit me twice. I'm showing y'all I'm going with the rickest rhymes. Cause I'm Rick, you're Morty, these the rickest rhymes. These are Ricket rhymes. Going hard, I'm the illest MC. You feeling the beat in your chest, you feel that it's me. I'm going like aliens, I'm going crazy, man. He said Prometheus, but I'm a chest burster coming through thee. Right out the center. You know that I'm a winner. At the end of this, you'll feel like a Caitlyn Jenner. I ain't playing, I'm a winner. That's the end of us playing, we gon' end it. Now the cypher is dead, now try it its best. I'm grabbing your halo and break it beside all my hands.
Me trying to stop it, it's like Chris is out of control. Or it's like glitching. Going to the next beat.
It's too lyrical. Turn it off, please.